are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is interesting. They say women check their reflection 8 times a day. Only 8? They say if a woman is looking at your sunglasses, it may not be that she's looking at you. It's she's trying to look at her reflection. They say women check their reflection an average 8 times a day and will happily use a reflection from anything they find. You know, shop windows, car. I would say even more. I would say even more. I mean, once you get, you know, caught with a boogie in your nose or a piece of food in my teeth, I am always checking the way I look. Always. I can't pass by a reflection without looking. I try not to look because I don't want to look. But you do. So I think this 8 number is kind of small. They say the same number of ladies even admitted not being able to walk past a car without bending to check their hair and makeup in the glass. Why are we like that? Are we vain? Are we paranoid? They say, however, 3/4 of women hate looking in the mirror altogether, and 39% says it affects their confidence. The study was carried out by Simple Skincare, which showed 4 out of 10 women believe they look better or worse, depending on which mirror they happen to look at themselves in. I'm a firm believer that these department stores tweak their mirrors, because I love the way I look. In some stores and in other stores, I'm like, are you kidding me? So they must do something to tweak it where you feel like you look skinny. Yeah, and I'm thinking of a store right now. I don't want to name them. But I try on a dress, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I must have lost weight. I look amazing. I buy the dress. I come home. I'm like, I can't wear this. I need some Spanx. And it was pretty enlightening to me. But anyway, okay, so they say many women have busy lives, where they are constantly on the go and want to look their best. So giving themselves a quick glimpse when they get a chance is only natural. I mean, I have to admit, whenever Fox 5 local or anybody comes in saying, you know, they need to do an interview, they really don't give that much time. You know, I try to act like, oh, I'm, you know, busy with patients, but I'm like trying to find my hair straightener. You know, I try to make myself look good. And many times I don't. And lately, the last few interviews, I was just a la natural and it didn't really look that good. I mean, I had clothes on, but still. All right. They also say in a poll of 2,000 women, 1 in 10 girls touch up their makeup at least 3 times a day, while 1 in 5 redo their hair more than 4 times a day. I don't think it's that we're vain. You know, I think I should spend more time on my looks. You know, being in radio, it's nice because I could come to work in pajamas. I could, you know, wear a sports bra and have a uniboob, and you all don't know the difference. I end up telling you, which is probably wrong. I mean, you guys don't need to know that my underwear is Hanes Her Ways, but for some reason it just comes out in the topic. You know, I should, because I'm on radio and you can't see me, pretend to be in a Fredericks of Hollywood getup, but it doesn't make sense. Look, anybody who knows me knows I'm probably wearing sweatpants or scrubs or pajamas, whatever is comfortable, along with Hanes Her Way. But I got to tell you, though, it's interesting how just, you know, the world looks at you differently, or you feel, you perceive the world looks at you differently when you feel good. And confidence is everything. Confidence is everything. If you feel sexy, you give off the sexy vibe. If you, and I mean, you still have to have some, you know, sexuality, of course, but you do, you give off a vibe. I tell you guys a story all the time. There was somebody in my medical school class, and I don't want to mention his name, but he is awesome. And I hope if he does listen to this, he doesn't get insulted, because I only mean it. I only mean it in the purest, complimentary sense here. But, me and my friend, we were at, the Wall in Reno. We went to UNR Medical School. I was there for my first 3 years. So you go to the Wall, which is across the street of Virginia Street in Reno. And, you know, my friend, he's fairly good looking, but he had trouble getting the babes. And he pointed over to one of the students in our class who was, not the most attractive, less attractive than my friend. But he had an amazing personality. He was funnier than fun. Okay, he was funny. And my friend goes, take a look at him over there. He is surrounded by women. And he was. And he's like, why do you think that is? And I go, because he's funny. He's making them laugh. He's like, exactly. And he thinks he's sexy. He thinks he is so hot right now. And he's probably going to get some. I'm like, okay, that's enough. I don't need to picture that. Thank you. But it's true. I've seen people who you would think would cower in a corner. Yeah, they feel so, like Will Ferrell. You know, Will Ferrell in these movies acts like he is sexier than sex. Like that, what was that, Rob Burgundy? The Anchorman movie? Okay, now I'm a huge fan of Will Ferrell. He's not the most attractive. But here he is in a movie acting like he is a sex fiend, right? Getting Christina Applegate and whoever to fall for him. I guess they're doing, I think, an Anchorman 2. I don't know. And so, again, when you have that confidence, you seem to do better. You know, even with jobs, if you go in going, oh, you know what? I know this is way beyond what I got. I know there's no way. They're not going to give it to you. You know, but you walk in there saying, this is where I belong. You have to instill confidence in others, and you can't do that if you don't have confidence in yourself. So, you know what? Go for it. If you need to look at yourself, man, woman, you need to use hair products, you need to put makeup on. I mean, don't overdo it. I have some people that just overdo it. Now, you'll have people like cosmetic surgery. They're so addicted to getting this, getting cosmetic surgery. They have these syndromes where they just don't look at themselves as beautiful. So they keep having things done and go from beautiful to unbeautiful, you know, but I mean, if you want to touch things up because you think powdering your nose will help, do it. We were talking about this, 23-year-old in Minnesota, I believe, where he puts his face up on a billboard, handsome picture. He's in a shirt and tie, no suit, but a shirt and tie saying, hire me. Bennett Olson from Rosemount, Minnesota, came up with $300 to be on one of these 24-hour rotating billboards, which I think is a great price, by the way. I've never seen something that cheap. Anyway, and this billboard was seen by traffic. He was out of a job. He had been looking for a month, got nowhere. So he put, hire me. You see his picture. He's handsome, in a shirt and tie, clean cut, shaved, right? And Bennett-Olson.com. Well, he gets hired. He gets hired by a marketing firm. Actually, he got tons of offers. Have that confidence, be bold, be creative, and stand out. Don't go away, we've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook on our Facebook fan page. This way we can give you up-to-date medical updates throughout the week, throughout the weekend, throughout the day, throughout the night. I always work. I hardly ever sleep. I need to sleep. I need to listen to my own show. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who has been supportive. And a big thanks to all of you for listening, tuning in, and being so diligent. Thank you so much. So we're talking about confidence and having confidence and, you know, women checking themselves out in the mirror. Well, another study came out, kind of similar, on, not similar to women looking at themselves frequently in the mirror, but interesting. They say women who wear red lipstick when they wait tables in their food service or cocktailing get better tips or are more likely to get tipped. Now, when I looked at this, I know many of you are like, what? I don't tip people just because they wear red lipstick. But I got to tell you, when I waited tables, when I had worn a darker lipstick, come to think of it, I did get tipped more. Now, I didn't realize it then. What I realized was I had a lucky lipstick. I would, you know, interchange lipstick. But I remember the day I wore the darker, and I never wore red. I don't think I've ever worn red lipstick in my life. It was like a mauve or a darker pink. But it was, to me, it was dark, you know, because I know I act like a hoochie mama, but I was pretty prude. And so to me, I thought it was dark. But I remember when I wore my darker lipstick, I always called it my lucky lipstick because I would get more tips. So I would then end up just always wanting to find that one shade because for some reason I thought it was lucky. Well, I guess they had done a survey and they found that men are more likely to tip women, or they were following women and the tips they were receiving, and that women were tipped better if they wore darker red lipstick. Now, what does this have to do with what I talked about earlier in the show? What does this even have to do with life? Again, maybe it's a confidence thing. Maybe when women wear the red, maybe they elicit more confidence. Maybe they have a little more bounce in the step. Maybe they think they're sexier. You know, this study was trying to claim that it had to do more with, you know, the sexuality of it. I don't know. Now, there was a study a long time ago. I need to find the study where they said if you wore sexy underwear under your clothes, nobody had to look at the underwear. You know, many of us, as we go to work, for example, 18-hour bra, bulletproof latex bra, ugly thing. Sometimes I'll go from white to that beige if I really want to be daring, right? And maybe some Hanes or Way. I may go to a light pink, you know. Maybe even sometime I'll even wear stripe. But, okay, you know, most of us women, that's what we wear. And ladies, many of you listening, don't sit there and go, no, I only wear a G-string, please. Okay, we need to be comfortable. We tell the guys that's what we wear. But for the most part, we're in tidy whities just like many of them do, okay? And it's funny because, you know, patients all the time, you know, they're like, okay, well, do you need me to undress? And I'm like, no, you don't, you know, the men, it's so funny. I'm like, no, you already, you know, you already had your physical, we did this, we're checking your heart, we're doing some blood work, but no, you don't need a prostate check, you're not, you know, old enough or whatever, unless you want it. And they're like, but my wife got me new underwear just for this occasion. Yeah, and it looks like it's new. It was brand new, crisp, from the package. You know, and people kind of like showing off their new underwear. Not to be sexy, but like, you don't understand. I normally don't wear underwear like this. All right? This is the first time somebody other than my wife is going to see my underwear. Will you please, you know, don't make me have done this for nothing. I'm like, look, I don't need you in your underwear. You're good. All right? You're only 36. I don't have to check a prostate. You can keep your pants on. It's like, well, dang, I went through all this new underwear for nothing. I could have been wearing my comfortable tidy whities. Anyway, it's funny, but it happens. But there was a study saying that if you wore sexy underwear, and, you know, Donovan, if you want to do this one day, I'll pretend I don't know, but Donovan's working the dials tonight. You wear sexy underwear under your clothes, and you, that's not sexual harassment. I'm just telling everybody, I'm telling all of you guys, if you want to wear sexy underwear, in this one particular study that came out years ago, you just had a bounce in your step, you just eluded more confidence, and you were a little bit more fun that day. It had nothing to do with being sexy or hitting on people. You could be an accountant running numbers or working on an Excel spreadsheet. For some reason, it gave you that little extra oomph. And try it and let me know. Let me know if wearing something, but it has to be comfortable. See, the problem is women's sexy underwear, extremely uncomfortable. You know, and for a woman to look sexy, this is a trick, guys. Okay? Girls don't really tell you this, but when a woman wants to look sexy in a bra, she buys a bra that's either a cup size smaller, right? So it looks like they're, you know, more voluptuous and it makes them look bigger, or they get those bras that basically cover anything and it's their size. So unfortunately, if you're wearing the underwear that you would wear to try to look sexy to work, you're going to be extremely uncomfortable. But maybe satin one day, maybe go silk. Guys have silk underwear, try it and see if it does just change things up a little bit. Maybe try Wednesdays. You know, Wednesdays are always a tough part of the week because the weekend is still so far off and, you know, just kind of the middle of the week and you're like just kind of going through it. Yeah, I know they call it hump day, but this has nothing to do with that. You know, just try it and let me know if it works. It's something cheap. Hey, it's cheaper than psychotherapy, right? And if it just kind of gives you that extra bounce in your step. So the point of these stories that we brought up today, even though some of you were like, well, you know, nothing really medical about that, lipstick and women looking at mirrors, but confidence is huge. And they don't teach us that. In school, they don't work on our confidence. Like, remember that teacher with the doggy collars putting her kids in the Florida high school teacher that put the kids in the doggy collar, those medical cones for dogs so they don't scratch at their wounds. This teacher, I guess, put 8 of her freshman students, this is in a Florida high school, in these doggy collars. And classmates posted on Facebook, administrators found out, and now the superintendent wants her fired. Well, schools aim to humiliate you many times. We had the dunce cap. We used to be spanked years ago. Now they got rid of that. But they do. There's a lot of humiliation. You get the F. You know, but of course, I mean, they have to. Okay, you know, it's not going to be all glory and accolades when you're out of school. I mean, you know, you kind of need to learn how to fail in order to succeed. But they don't teach you to stretch your stuff. Now, you shouldn't be cocky. By no means do you want to be cocky. There is a very fine line between exuding confidence, showing confidence, being confident in yourself, and then being cocky. All right? My problem in school, and did I tell you that I almost blew one of my interviews? I think I've told you guys this story. All right. One of my medical school interviews, I blew. I mean, I passed it, but for me, I blew because I aced everything. And in this particular case, I got an average rating. My grades were good. My MCATs were good. But what nailed me that they told me was the answer to this one question. What are your weaknesses? Now, we were taught by a medical student who had come in to talk to us, which is why now I'm being very active with the new pre-med students, because I don't want them to fall under the same mistake I did because I didn't have any training. Medical student comes and says, look, when they ask you what your weaknesses are, don't tell them what your real weaknesses are. Give them something like you're a perfectionist. Okay, where it's not really that bad a weakness, because people in medical school want you to be a perfectionist. So we all wrote that down, and when it was time for my interview, I got the what is your weakness question, and I said, I'm a perfectionist. And I saw the interviewer. It was actually an older medical student that interviewed. You got interviewed by a grown-up and an older medical student, and the older medical student just kind of looked at me like, really? That was a big bunch of baloney. And that's not me. A, I'm not a perfectionist. B, that isn't my answer. So I get called from the school saying, Dahlia, I don't understand. You aced the interview. You've aced every sort of interaction you've had, but this one person gave you an average. He didn't like your weakness answer. I go, I know. She's like, I want you to redo your interview. So it had to have been an off day. So they throw that same question. They always will. What are your weaknesses? They always throw that question. By the way, whenever somebody asks you a question, every once in a while say, oh, that's a good one. No, very good question. It makes people feel good, okay? So when he goes, what is your weaknesses, Dahlia? You know, I'm like, how long is the interview? I don't think we have the time. He's like, I'll make the time. I go, okay, first of all, I can't cook. I've never been one to make my bed. I'm clean, but I just can't see myself doing something that has to be redone. My handwriting. Oh, my gosh, my handwriting. And I went through, honest to heaven, what my weaknesses are. I don't know all the sexual moves. So if I am afraid, being a medical student or a doctor, somebody's going to say they were doing the bony maroney or the cotton candy swirl, and I'm not going to know what the heck they're doing. And I don't know how to learn all these sexual moves from a textbook. Anyway, I was as honest as possible, but I was me. I was the way Dahlia would have answered, okay? I don't strut my stuff when I don't know where I'm going with that, but none of those weaknesses were interview killers. And I aced that interview even more than the first one. And I'm not saying this to strut my stuff, but what I'm saying is, you know, have that confidence that your answer may still be a good one. And it works. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia and some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I'm a walking in the rain. Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I don't know how confused you all are with this global warming, but it just got even more confusing. Now they're saying we're going to be having a global cooling and possibly plummet into an ice age. Have you guys heard about this? I am so confused. All right. Scientists say the world is going to be heading for a new quote unquote solar minimum. They say the present increase in sun activity with all these solar flares and storms could be followed by a quote unquote minimum period. This period would cause a cooling of the planet. The research from this comes from the GFZ German Research Center for Geosciences. Gee, that's a lot of G's. GFZ, German Research for Geosciences. Anyway, the scientists analyzed sediment in Lake Meerfeeder, Mar, and found, I don't know where that is either, it's probably Germany, found direct evidence of a solar minimum causing a sudden cooling of Europe 2,800 years ago. Dr. Achim Brauer of GFZ said the research shows there was an increase in humidity and windiness at the same time as the sustained reduction in solar activity. He said the measurements of lake sediment allow precise dating of short-term climate changes. He says the increased solar activity affects weather on Earth. The fact that that could happen is relatively new. I guess they started to, you know, study this over the last 30 years. But they think if the sun goes into the solar minimum, and I don't know how it does that, we're going to see global cooling and could possibly fall into an ice age. I don't know what that means. I don't know how. I'm just as confused as you. Personally, what do you do in this situation? Well, you have hot cold in your closet, right? All right, have your jackets and have some sundresses, you know, or some, khaki shorts, little cargo shorts. Just be prepared either way. Either way, we got to still look good. We got to dress appropriately. All right, but that just confuses the heck out of me because I thought we were supposed to be going, you know, towards global warming, and I guess that's not going to happen. I live in one of the hottest parts of the country. I don't think I can handle any more warming. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They have a new treatment for depression. It's called magnet therapy. They have a magnet type of therapy they can now do that doesn't do electroconvulsive therapy on the brain. It doesn't involve drugs, just magnets. A team from UCLA are testing NeuroStar TMS therapy, which works by beaming magnetic pulses through the skull. These trigger small electrical charges that spark brain cells to fire. They've tested 300 patients with severe depression, found 58% achieved a positive response, while more than a third went into remission. See, it's one thing to not be depressed, but the other thing is we need remission. Okay, what good are you not being depressed if the next day you're depressed again, right? They say the improvements we observe show that non-drug therapy with NeuroStar TMS not only reduces the symptomatic suffering of patients, but lessens the disability of depression and the important implications of these individuals' ability to work at home, in the workplace, etc. During each half-hour session, so it's only 30 minutes long, patient is placed under a treatment coil, which is the size of a cupped hand. It is sent pulsed magnetic field an inch under the scalp to the prefrontal cortex, the anti-cingulate cortex, and the limbic system, which the limbic system's in your brain. Yeah, don't worry. You can keep your pants on. Limbic system, which are all three areas of the brain thought to regulate mood. The magnetic field is similar to strength created by an MRI and sparks off very small electrical currents within the brain. I don't like that. I don't know. Don't be sparking nothing in my brain. Anyway, this stimulates neuron activity, thought to provide relief from depression. True. Antidepressants then, like your serotonin, neurotransmitters then get released in the blood. All right. You can have some side effects like hot flushes and nausea, just like if you took too much Prozac. But they say so far so good. They were able to find decrease in symptoms. Now, I see what they're doing. They're trying to do a magnetic type of electroconvulsive therapy. And electroconvulsive therapy has been shown to be safe and very effective. So I get it. I get it. But you want to know what really depresses me? Is I don't even know if healthcare will even pay this for this later. Right? I mean, this is a fancy contraption. It's a 30-minute procedure. You know, I'm depressed about where healthcare is going. So, you know, you fix healthcare, you aren't going to have to do many of these fancy schmancy machines or treatments. But I hate that. I you know, this actually sounds pretty good. Okay, I'd like to know more about the side effects. I'd like to make sure there's no seizure induction or any types of other issues that this could possibly cause. But overall it's relatively low on side effects, this could be good. It just, to me, it looks expensive. It looks like it's going to be pretty expensive. But I got to tell you, the science is cool. You know, I mean, the idea behind it is pretty cool stuff. Now, speaking of science, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say U.S. student science scores are getting lower and lower. They looked at eighth graders, and, well, I don't want to say lower and lower, but their improvement. Let me read this, because my interpretation of it is not going to sound as good as the way this is reported. This is reported by Fox News. They say U.S. eighth graders made modest gains on the latest national science exam, but more than two-thirds still lacked a solid grasp of science facts. Apparently, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, the NAEP, is an exam administered by the Department of Education, showed 32% of students were proficient in science compared to 30% the first time the new version of the exam was administered. Okay, very modest gain. Why only 30% or 32% are proficient in science? They say many people don't even know who Galileo is. So I suggest they listen to the Queen song, Galileo. Okay, not funny. Let me go. All right. We got to have Donovan sing the song. All right, anyway, they say it's deeply disappointing. Of course it is. Now, what they think to blame is the No Child Left Behind. They say teachers and education advocacy groups cite various possible causes for weak scores, including a lack of qualified science teachers, budget cuts, and a narrowing of the curriculum caused by No Child Left Behind. The 2002 federal law caused schools to be evaluated based on math and reading. So what's been happening is efforts from science has been shifted to math and reading. And I need to tell you, I've seen that. I have seen that. I've seen my kids with a lot more math homework, much more reading homework. But when it comes to science, you know, I'm seeing that. I just remember with me, I remember we had to memorize the planets. Remember, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. Well, maybe that's why. How do these kids learn the planets? Well, now you have UR28757G3. Now you have all these planets that don't even have a name on it. So you can't come up with a nice little mnemonic. So that's probably confusing people. So the teachers are like, you know what, tech with this? There's lots of planets. Just look it up. I see the science education. It's good. But I just remember as a kid, I received a heck of a lot more science. But I noticed the math is pretty strong. You know, when I went to school, you did your multiplication tables in the fifth grade and your division in the sixth. I mean, maybe they flirted with it in the fourth grade, but for the most part, I did not know my multiplication until the fifth grade, division until the sixth. Now they're doing it in second and third grade. So I have to admit, you know, they have made improvements in terms of math and from what I could see in terms of where they're concentrating their instruction. But not that much with the science. So they need to get their acts together. But you know who needs to get their acts together? There were two students in a Kentucky high school that decided to videotape what was under their teacher's dress. One distracted her. The other videotaped her. Now, both students are 18 years old. They go to Louisville Doss High School. They shot the video, posted it on YouTube. It's a Class D felony, punishable by 1 to 5 year sentence. Maybe that's why they're not doing good in science. They're too busy videotaping up their teacher's skirt. That's ridiculous. What is wrong with people? Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost 1 per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm just looking around what's been going on in Hollywood. I guess John Travolta, now a third accuser, is coming forward. He actually came forward 2 weeks before the first accuser had said that John Travolta had sexually assaulted him in the middle of a massage. I don't know what is going on. I know the Travolta family has been through a lot, especially with the loss of their son a few weeks ago. And then I think there was some sort of an extortion, blackmail type trial that had, I believe, been dropped. I'm not sure what had happened there, but I remember the Travoltas had to go through something. I think somebody was blackmailing them years ago. Something kooky is going on, but it's a shame. absolute shame. Also, I guess Reese Witherspoon's dad is being sued by bigamy. For bigamy, I'm sorry. I guess a judge in Tennessee is going to be sorting out a long string of bizarre events involving the parents of actress Reese Witherspoon. I guess her mother, Mary Elizabeth Betty Witherspoon, filed a lawsuit against John, seeking to have his new marriage annulled and accusing him of bigamy. Apparently, the father can't be married to Trican Taylor because he is still married to Betty Witherspoon. So I'm not sure who messed up on the divorce papers there. So that's been going on. I guess Glee's Finn is actually 30 years old. We're watching almost somebody middle-aged on Glee who's supposed to be a teenager. I'm just absolutely confused. But what's also pretty shocking is this flesh-eating bacteria of this 26-year-old who incurred this after a zip-lining accident. I don't know if we had enough time to talk about it yesterday. I know I talked about it in one of my hours on the show or a few days ago. But Paige Copeland, 24 years old, had kind of done a homemade zip-line while she was ziplining along the Little Tallapoosa River. Last week or last Tuesday, she fell and she cut her leg deeply. She went to the hospital and she developed necrotizing fasciitis over the next few days. But of course, the hospital didn't see that at first. They cleaned out her wound, from what I understand, stapled it. Well, a lot of times we use staples instead of sutures when we have that deep and long a wound. Staples do well. We staple the scalp all the time, and it works. And not too bad in terms of cosmetic issues. You know, people heal nicely. But what I was a little bit shocked by was the doctor did not give her an antibiotic that first day. Now, from what I understand, I don't have all the reports, she went back a day or two later having pain, but the wound didn't look infected, so they just gave her pain medicine, but they didn't give her pain pills. She went back again. I believe they gave her pain pills again. It took about 3-4 times until she finally got an antibiotic. By then, though, she underwent necrotizing fasciitis. Now, what that is, and we talked a little bit about this previously, the fascia is like a silky kind of lining. It's a sheet that covers the muscle. We call it fascia. It covers a variety of things throughout the body. And if a bacteria gets deep into that plane, they could go anywhere. There's no stopping it. I kind of liken it to an ice rink. I mean, you will just slide down the whole rink. That's what the bacteria can do. And the reason why I'm really frustrated with the ER staff, but again, we don't have all the reports, is that, you know, when a person comes in saying they have pain, many times we're taught to look for signs of infection, redness, pus. But when you have a deep infection, you're not going to see the superficial epidermal redness. Okay, your epidermis is the little top layer. It's like the tile of your house. Nobody's seeing the piping or what's going on underneath. And that's deep. So when I did ER, now, of course, this is one of the reasons why, you know, Obama and the Washington administration hates us doctors, because, you know, we are inclined to give antibiotics and, you know, be more aggressive. But I'm sorry, with what I've seen in my training, when I did ER, anybody with a deep wound, we give antibiotics to. If you get a dog bite and it's deep, a puncture wound, that's deep, a wound like this to the leg, you give antibiotics. Now, somebody could argue, Dr. Dahlia, the antibiotic might not have attacked this particular bacteria. Who knows? You could have still gotten necrotizing fasciitis along the fascia. Necrotizing causes death. Necrotizing where it just kills as it goes. And spreads. Necrotizing fasciitis is probably one of the meanest things in medicine. It's horrible. And unfortunately, with what happened to Paige, by the time a doctor decided to give her antibiotics, thinking something could be going on, and good for that doctor, it was already too late. And what the medical community needs to realize is you don't hesitate. Okay? If somebody's having pain, that could be a sign of infection. What if someone's anemic? If somebody's anemic, they're not going to make red blotches. You know, we were taught as students, if you have a kid that has sickle cell, don't look at his throat and say, oh, he doesn't have a sore throat, he doesn't have strep. You may want to test him for it, because he's not going to be able to mount a proper red hue that we're looking for. You can't just look for red, right? You have to look at the whole picture. And unfortunately, this is something that possibly could have been prevented. And from what we find out now, she's on a ventilator. She's fighting for her life. They say she's going to also probably lose her hands and her feet. Now, from what I understand, that may not be the bacteria spreading to the hands and feet, but I think what's happening is she's going into shock. And when you go into septic shock, because of the bacteria entering the bloodstream, your body shuts down, cuts off blood supply. There's a chance that she's losing blood supply to her hands and feet. It could be a variety of reasons. Like I said, I don't have all the medical reports. I can only give you what the regular media is giving us with this. But it is absolutely frightening. Now, what's even more frightening is I don't think this is going to be the first of these types of horrible tragedies. And the reason why is we're going into healthcare reform, whether Obamacare sticks or not, where doctors are being told in the ER to do less tests, to give less antibiotics. Every day there's an article coming out saying, stop giving antibiotics for sinus infections, stop giving antibiotics for this. Now, I get that. I understand the logic. We are overprescribing antibiotics for coughs and colds. We now have resistant bacteria. It's scary. But I'm starting to see ER docs do medicine the way I was not trained to do. I was trained, you give the antibiotics, you do the head CTs. And what's been happening is our doctors are now getting penalized if they order tests, and we've talked about this many times on the show, doctors are being penalized if they order a test that ends up being negative. And so they have to now stop and think before they order a test. Now, many of you are like, well, Dahlia, that's good. Make them stop and think. I have a little problem with that. All right. When I did medicine, when I do medicine, 50% of it is instinct. If I get that gut reaction to want to do something, that's usually the right reaction. For example, when you're taking a test, the first answer that comes to your mind, they say, go with that. Whatever your instinct tells you, go with that. Once you start to think and overthink, I am wondering, I would love to know, I wish I could talk to the original doctor. Did he used to prescribe antibiotics? And this time around, because of all the push to not prescribe, said, look, we irrigated it. We're going to watch you. Why give the antibiotic? I am dying to know if he hesitated because of all the mass media hype and all these new rules that they're trying to instill in us physicians to do healthcare differently. And I tell you, if any doctors are listening or any nurses are listening, forget about all of that. Go with your instinct. It's not worth it. And now we are coming into an age where doctors are going to be hesitating and second guessing because non-doctors, non-medical personnel, non-PAs, non-nurse practitioners, non-nurses are going to be making rules on how doctors are supposed to do medicine, or insurance companies won't pay, Medicare won't pay, or they'll be penalized. You don't want your doctor to second guess himself and overthink. You want your doctor to trust the instinct. If there's something he saw 20 years ago and he wants to treat and do full court press, you let him do that. But I understand that that's not the most ideal economic way. But my guess is the doctor hesitated with her and trying to salvage and prevent antibiotic resistance, didn't give her the antibiotic. And now we have a woman fighting for her life. All right, guys, great show. If you could stay with us, please do. If not, I will speak to you tomorrow. You all have a great day.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.